I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be the children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect."
Riječ Gospodnja.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Draga braćo i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters, in these days in the liturgy of the Holy Mass, we've been listening the extracts from Jesus' speech on the mountain. In a certain way, this is the program of Jesus, and it is the point of the evangelic morality. We know how Jesus said that he did not come to cut down the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. Now this fulfillment is taking place above all through the commandment of love.
Ljubavi prema neprijateljima.
Love towards the enemies. Heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate the enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. These are the wonderful words, but the words that also confuse us, because they seem to us as something that cannot be accomplished. Whoever experienced something bad that happened to him, some injustice, he knows how hard it is to win emotions within himself and not to be angry at the one who caused him injustice, not to have desire for the revenge. So very often we can hear these words. He has hurt me too much. I cannot forgive. I cannot forget. How would we understand the words of Jesus? In order to understand them, we need to find the purpose. We need to find their ultimate reason. This reason can be discovered in the book of Leviticus. Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to all of the community of Israel, and be holy, for I am holy, your Lord, your God." What does it mean that God is holy? Above all, it means that He is almighty, He is transcendent, He is the one who lives in the light that we cannot achieve, the one that we cannot reach. He is the one who is immensely and completely different than any other reality. Furthermore, this means that he is most pure, without any shadow of the sin. He is all light. God is the light. There is no darkness in him. Saint John says, and at the end, it means that God is love. This is the proclamation of the New Testament. Holiness is love. God is love. God loves, and above all, he loves himself. He loves his own immense beauty and perfection. How could he not love that? Not to love that above everything else. God, everything that he does out of love. If he is creating world, he is creating it out of love. So he would give to others a little bit from his immense perfection. Dante described in magnificent way God's act of creation in these words. In new loves, eternal love was opened. God loves every creature. Since every creature participates in a certain amount in his perfection, God loves above all creatures, angels and people who are capable to know him, who are capable of loving him and to return him his love. God loves sinners, not if there are sinners, but if they're his creatures. And to love sinners, it means to call, invite them to conversion, to wait patiently for them, just like the father waited for the prodigal son. God hates sin but loves the sinner. He wants to deliver them from sins, and therefore he sent his son to die on the cross for us people and for our salvation. St. Paul says, don't you know that you are the temple of the Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord dwells in you? The temple of the Lord is holy, it is you. If we are the children of the Father, if we are brothers of Jesus, if we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, we ought to be behaving in accordance to that. We need to be imitating God. When he says, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Be perfect, just as Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father is perfect. We need to imitate him above all by loving God, just like God loves himself. We need to be loving all creatures of God, just as God loves them. We need to be loving sinners, since God loves sinners. God loves enemies too. But we need to be loving both enemies and sinners, just like God loves them, not because enemies are sinners, but so they would no longer be sinners or the enemies. What does it mean to love? To love, it means to wish well to beloved person. To love the enemy means to wish good to the enemies. At the first place, their conversion, their repentance, because the greatest evil is sin, and we want them to be freed from that evil. Let us imagine a mother who has a son, and he is behaving bad, or even persecuting her. She continues to love him, she continues to wish good to him, to love him, but in which way? He wants her son to become good, that is why she prays, that is why she's doing sacrifices and that intention. That is what it means to love the enemies, to pray for them, to sacrifice for them, so they would become good, so they would no longer be the enemies. Dear brothers and sisters, there's one saying with Christians that became a little bit, but disappeared a little bit from the use, and this is the saying, poor sinners, to pray for the poor sinners. In this word poor, we have the condemnation of the sins, but there's also mercy, there's also love towards the sinner. Let us remember the Most Holy Virgin of the one whom we call the refuge of the sinners, not surely because she loves the sin, she who is immaculate and spotless, but because she wishes to save her children who are in trouble, just like the mother that we mentioned earlier on. How many times in Lourdes or in Fatima Our Lady recommended to pray for sinners, to pray for poor sinners, and Saint Bernadette and Shepherds of Fatima understood this message quite well. Their life was life of prayer and penance for sinners, for the poor sinners. Saint Bernadette received the guarantee from the Immaculate Virgin Mary for heaven, but yet in everything she acted with the greatest perfection, because she did not expect to go to heaven without behaving well. Once someone reminded her that she's saved because Our Lady told her she will go to heaven. Yes, the saint said, the condition that I do what is necessary to do, so I will deserve it. And at least among the visionaries in Fatima, Jacinta, she was so fervent for the sinners that became the passion for her to save sinners by doing sacrifices of all kinds. She would meet poor people in the streets, she would give them breakfast, and she would remain hungry the whole day. She felt the thirst in August, and she refused to drink at any cost. Her brother Francis was gathering her fruits from one tree, and she advised him to give her the most bitter ones, so she would do penances. She would have terrible headache, and she would even be annoyed by the sound of frogs, but she would say to her brother not to move the frogs away, because she wanted her sacrifice to be greater and greater. We need to learn from this little girl how to listen to Our Lady's pleas, and how, when she invites us to save sinners by cooperating with her in prayer and penance. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the message of the Gospel today. God is holy, God is love, God is merciful Father. We need to follow Him, we need to imitate Him. Let us think about God, who gives that the sun rises to those who are good and those who are evil, and that it rains to those who are good and evil. Let us think about Jesus, who forgave His persecutors. Let us think about the Blessed Virgin Mary, the refuge of the sinners. Let us think about so many Christians who left the most wonderful example. The history of the Church is full of miserable people, but of the exalted Christians who made the commandment of Jesus' word in their life. Saint Maria Goretti, she forgave the murderer who stabbed her to death. Saint Peter Chernel, to the native people who were beating him to death, he was shouting, "I love you," in return. Saint Joanna Francisca de Chantal, she had the strength to generously forgive the murderer of her husband, to whose child later on she became a godmother at the baptism. A great politician, De Gasperi, publicly forgave to the person who slandered him in the famous process. San Vittorio Bachelet prayed for the one who hit his father, and Saint John Paul II forgave Aliacci, the guy who tried to kill him, and Martin Luther King wrote, "We will put more to your ability to hurt us with our ability to endure the suffering. To your physical strength, we will oppose it with the strength of our spirit. Do to us whatever you want to do, we will still love you." Dear brothers and sisters, let's try truly to be the children of the Father who is in heaven, about whom the psalm speaks. He is forgiving you all of your sins. He is healing you all of your weaknesses. The Lord is merciful, slow to anger, and very kind. He always doesn't have any rage or fury. He doesn't treat according to our sins, nor He pays to us according to our guilt. For as the heaven is high above earth, His goodness is on those who fear him. Amen.